no defect in Ambarish Maharaj. He invited Durbhasa Rishi from the core of the heart in Dadashi Tithi to have his meals here from the core of the heart. And when he went to Jamuna for taking bath and he is in Brahmananda, and the time for breaking the vow has come. If I do not take before that, then I shall commit offense to Sri Hari. This Ekadashi Vrata, Bhav Ekadashi. In the Dadashi you have to take, you have to break fast just in the time. Then he called all the Brahmins. What can I do? I have invited a sannyasi, Brahmin, superior, without feeding him. How can I take? But if I do not take, I shall commit offense to Sri Hari. You advise. You can take water. Water is considered as food and also not food. Those who observe complete fast for them, not as we are taking fruits, etc., not for us. We are of this Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga is annagata pran. Our life is in the food. But in Satya Yuga, life was on the marrow of the bone. They could perform thousands of years without taking any food. And in Treta Yuga, it comes to the bone. And in Dwapar Yuga, flesh. Now in Kali Yuga, in food. If we do not take food, then we cannot move. We cannot do anything. We are in Kali Yuga, so this sort of Anukalpa Prasad has been prescribed for them. But at that time, Ambarish Maharaj, complete fast. After that, by taking a drop of water with Kush, one kind of grass, and he has taken, and he has been waiting for Durbhasa Rishi. Durbhasa Rishi is omniscient, Brahmagyan. You could know, I did not go there to take food, but he invited me, being an emperor of the whole world. What example he is showing? Even any person, not to speak of sannyasi or brahmin, any person comes to his house without feeding him, he should not take. Then the whole society will be destroyed. I cannot allow this. I shall give him the exemplary punishment. He came here. I did not come to you to take food. You have invited me. But without feeding me, you see, I am not speaking of me. But you are seeing I am a sannyasi, Brahmin. Even any person who comes as guest to a householder, he should feed first thing. And what you have done? So I shall give an example. Nobody on earth can do this. He took out a hair from the metal hair and threw it on the ground, and from there a horrible goddess appeared with Thalgian in there to kill Ambarish Maharaj. Ambarish Maharaj did not flee. He accepted. He said, I am a householder. I have got all kinds of defects. And all too much attachment with Vishaya, with worldly things. I am Kshatriya. And you are in all respects. You have renounced everything. You are sannyasi. You have got the right to punish me. But in the standing order of Narayan, outside person thinks the Ambarish Maharaj is the emperor of the whole world. He has got vanity. He has got so much of wealth like this. So, others can envy him, can do something harm, but he has got no attachment to this world. Nothing. Whole world is lump of earth, he used to think, like a dream. But outside person, they think like this. So, Sudarshan Chakra, whenever there be any difficulty, any kind of danger will come to him. You go there and rescue him. And Sudarshan came and destroyed that goddess. And chased Durvasa. Durvasa was running. Wherever Durvasa is going, Sudarshan Chakra is going. Durvasa entered into the ocean, there also. Entered into the cave of the Sumeriband, there also. Going to different quarters of the globe without being able to rescue himself from the heat of the Sudarshan Chakra. He went to Satyaloka, to Brahma. Brahma will rescue Brahma, and Brahman will rescue. He took shelter there. Brahma said, what for you have come? The Sudarshan Chakra is given. Sudarshan Chakra is intolerable for me. This is the punishment of Narayan. I think I am a creator. No. This is my false ego. Everything done by Vishnu. I cannot rescue. I am under him. I am subdued by him. Then he went to Kailash. You always know this history. To Mahadev. And Mahadev, what for you have come? You please rescue me. I am born from you. I am your son. The Sudarshan Chakra. You see, Sudarshan Chakra is intolerable for me. We think that I am destroyer, I am creator, nothing. Everything is done by self. As you have come to me, I bless you. You go to Vaikuntha. And there you pray to become Narayan to forgive you. He can rescue you. As Mahadev has given the word, Durvasa could go to the Vaikuntha. Mahadev is an ordinary person. He went to Vaikuntha and fell prostrated to the lotus feet of Narayan and was praying. You are Achyuta, you are Ananta, you are Vishwanath, like this. Nobody can be detached from you. Your grace is Ananta. I have committed offense. It is correct. But you are Ananta. If you cannot grace me, then there disgrace will come to your name, Ananta. Your name is Ananta. If your grace cannot come to me, then your qualification, attribute as Ananta will be lost. You are Vishwanath, Jagannath. If without me you cannot become Jagannath. Jagannath means you are the master of all living beings. I am also within that. But Supreme Lord Narayan is not replying anything. Ultimately he said, the sadhus they have got compassion for the conditioned souls of the world. Where from they have got that compassion? They are moving from one place to another. They have got it from you. That compassion exists in you completely. By worshipping you, all the devotees, sadhus, they have got this. I have come to you. You have got no kindness to me, no compassion for me. What is this? Then he said, you had been to Satyalok Brahma and also to Kailash. Could they rescue you? They said they are subservient. I am also subservient. You are subservient? You are Supreme Lord? Everything is under you? No. when any person, anybody, worships me, I want to give something. But the devotees, pure devotees, when they worship me, I want to give them. Do you want Dhruva Padavi? The ownership of Dhruva Lok? No. The ownership of Brahmanda? All this, not only world. The 12 worlds? No. Ownership of the world? No. Ownership of the netherworld? No. What do you want? If anybody worships me, I want to give something. Attainment, yogic attainment, Satan? No. Emancipation? No. Without this service, our daughters, I do not want anything. So I become subdued by this. Aham bhakta paradina jasatantari vadjita sadhive grasve bhakta bhakta janapani. Compassion will come from the heart, and heart is conquered by the Vaishnavas. Heart is not with me. Heart is there in Ambarish Maharaj. You have to go Ambarish to go Mirvati. He can just go. My heart is not here. Then he was forced to go. Ambarish Maharaj remained without food for 1 year. Only by taking small water. Because a sannyasi, a Brahmin, came here. He left this place without food. I have committed a great offense. He is not saying that I have taken a water for breaking bhav. It is like within the bhav of Ekadashi Vrata. For satisfaction of body. He is all, in all respects, he is superior to me. What he wanted to do for my eternal benefit. So, very much, he became very much upset when Dubhashish went away. He remained without food for 1 year. Can you imagine? When Dubhashish came to him and bowed up, why you are? I am an insignificant person, a humble person. Why you are? You are in all respects, you are superior to me. No, I had been to Brahmalok, Shivalok, and also Vaikuntha. Even Narayan sent you. This Sudarshan Chakra is giving me so much heat. Then Ambarish Maharaj is submitting prayer. This Brahmin has got no distinct qualification. He wanted to do for my eternal good, eternal welfare. He has not committed any offense or any crime. Any kind of sin, disgraceful. I am giving all my fruits of the piety. What is this? I have not served Krishna. Perhaps, if I have served him for his satisfaction, in lieu of that, you rescue this. Then Sudarshan will left. One who wanted to kill him, and Ambarish Maharaj has given it everything for him, to rescue him. What is the position of sadhu? You think?